So we'll say good morning. So our shiur today is dedicated by Milt and Melanie Gertner in commemoration of the yard site of Milt's father, Gilbert Gertner, Getzel ben Abram, Zichron Levracha. We hope that on the merit of our Talmud Torah's Neshama will have an aliyah. And by Akiva Noach and Karen Andrews in memory of Akiva Noach's grandmother, who just passed away close to the age of 101. This is Elizabeth Andrews. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, her neshama will have an aliyah.
Amen.
Incredible. Okay, I want to say, so we're picking up today. Today's daf is Dalit, and we are picking up today on Gimel Amud Beis. A lot to do today. You know, we have to get used to the fact that the days of Yishart and Adar and Dafim are over. We are back to, you know, big gulp Talmud over here. So there's a lot to do. So it says the Gimel. So we'll say, so we left off three lines up from the bottom on Gimel Amud Beis. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit. So remember again, we saw in the Mishnah the interesting case that a person is making a neder to go ahead and abstain from one thing. For example, he's making a neder to abstain from grape skins or from grape seeds. So Mishnah Paskin, that halacha lemaisa, that represents a full neder nizirus. Meaning once you go ahead and you abstain from one of these items, and I want to be clear. Let's say if a person just says, I hereby make an edit to abstain from grape skins. That doesn't make you a nazir. The case in the Mishnah, because you can make that neder just on grape skins. The case in the Mishnah is where a person says, Hareini nazir minachart sanim. I hereby make an edit that I am a nazir and I'm not going to eat grape seeds. You know, so in that case, he's saying Hareini nazir. So, but he's only articulating, again, part of the prohibition. So the Mishnah paskins that when you articulate part of the prohibition of naziros, it makes you a nazir in totality. So the Mishnah then quoted a machlokes in Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon. So remember, our Mishnah reflects the view of the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon say that even if a person only makes a neder nezirus abstaining from one of these items, it creates a full neder nezirus. Rabbi Shimon says, no, once you go, if you just say harini nazir, you're a nazir. But once you begin to articulate, you know, which items you are prohibited from, your neder is only chal when, if you articulate every single item. Fine. And they each quote a different psukim to back up their assertions. So now the Gemara says, three lines are from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Shimon, nami haksiv miyayin v'sheich ha-yazir. So remember again, the Rabbanan quoted the pasuk of miyayin v'sheich ha-yazir, which the Rabbanan interpreted to mean that even if he only says yayin or sheichar, by the way, I just want to point out, sheichar in this context, and we'll get into this later on, in nazir context means aged wine. Yayin is new wine, sheichar is aged wine. So the Rabbanan used that pasuk to teach me that even if you just articulate one of the items, you're going to create an neder nezirus. So the Gemara says, "Ahumi boile le'esar yayin mitzvah kiyayin arishus." Rabbi Shimon says, "Oh, that pasuk comes to teach me that both mitzvah wine is just as usher as voluntary, optional wine." Now, what does that refer to? Mahi kiddushta va'avdalta. Kiddush and Avdallah, that if a person literally becomes a Nazir, then what does that mean? Then what that means is that Lamaisa, again, I might have thought that it only prohibits what we'll call chulin wine, meaning non-consecrated wine. Kamashon, that if you take a Nazir Nazirus, that covers mitzvah wine as well. So you can't make, and again, I'll say, it's not a big deal, because you can make Kiddush ultimately again on Challah, right? And Avdallah we'll discuss. So top of Dalet Amud Aleph, so why do you make this sound like such a big deal that you can't drink Kiddush wine, you can't drink Havdalah wine? Did we take an oath at Mount Sinai to drink wine for Kiddush and wine for Havdalah? And Abbas, the obvious answer to that is no. Midda Oraisa, first of all, again, you should know, everyone agrees, Midda Oraisa, you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush just by articulation, just by simply by saying Kiddush, by saying Good Shabbos, you fulfill the biblical mitzvah of Kiddush. So wine is only rabbinic. Havdalah, there's a whole machlokes if Havdalah is even da'oraisa or not, just the concept of Havdalah. Either way, even if you say Havdalah is da'oraisa, certainly using the wine is not da'oraisa. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. You make it sound such a chiddush that I need a pasuk to teach me that if I become a nazir, I can't drink wine or I can't drink wine for Kiddush or I can't drink wine for Havdalah. Of course I can't drink wine for Kiddush, wine for Havdalah, because Nazir creates a biblical status, and wine for Kiddush, wine for Havdalah, at most is rabbinic. Eloki hada amarava. Rather, what the Gemara means to say is like this. When Rabbi Shimon comes along and says that Yayin and Sheikhar teaches me that mitzvah wine is also just like Rishos, why it means the following. Eloki hada amarava. Shvua she'eshta v'chazir v'amaharin Nazir. So if a person makes a shvua that I'm going to drink wine. This is a serious shvua, right? I'm going to drink wine, and then what happens? He says, "Harini nazir, I'm a nazir." So we'll say, "What's the problem now?" The problem is I've made a shvua to drink, and now I've made a neder what? Essentially, not to drink. So what do I do in this case? Asya nazirus chayla al shvua. So the nazirus comes along and literally prevents me from upholding the shvua. So we'll say, so what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that this is what it means when it says that nazirus uproots even mitzvah wine. It calls this mitzvah wine. Why is this called mitzvah wine? Because when you take a shvua, there is a mitzvah to what? There is a mitzvah to uphold it. Therefore, again, in this particular situation, I have a mitzvah to drink. The Nedr Nezirus comes along and says, no, you're not going to fulfill that shvua. So the Gemara of Rabbanon, Ami Hami Ba'ilei Les, or Yayin Mitzvah Kiyayin Rishus. But the Rabbanon, they also need this pasuk to teach me that not only is voluntary wine asur, but even mitzvah wine is asur as well. To which the Rabbanon say, Im Kain Limakra Miyayin. If so, what the pasuk could have just said, miyayin, that the nazir abstains from wine, my v'shechar. See, Rabbi Osai, had the Torah just said yayin, I would have understood yayin includes new wine, old wine, all kinds of wine. Why does the Torah feel compelled to also add in shechar? Shamis mina tarti. Therefore, Rabbi Osai, the extra word teaches us two things. What are the two things it teaches us? According to the Rabbanon, it teaches us, number one, that even if you just go ahead and prohibit upon yourself, even if you just go ahead and prohibit upon yourself one item, like grape skins or grape seeds, that creates a neder nazirus. That's number one. Number two, it teaches us the idea that lemaisa, that not only is voluntary wine asur, but even mitzvah wine is asur. Remember, how are we defining mitzvah wine? Mitzvah wine is a case of where I take a shvua to drink, and I make a neder nazirus afterwards, where I have a mitzvah upon me to fulfill my shvua. Nevertheless, the neder nazirus comes along and upends that shvua to drink. Rabbi Shimon, Hainu time at the cause of Sheikhar. So according to Rabbi Shimon, why does the pasuk have to say the word Sheikhar? La alufe Sheikhar Sheikhar le mikdash, to create a gzir shavav Sheikhar Sheikhar to the base of mikdash. What does that mean? Dichsiv yayin v'sheikhar al tisht ato uvanecha. Remember, said this is talking about after the death of Nadav and Avihu. So the Ribbono Shel Olam conveys to Aaron the parasha of Shtuyei Yayin, the parasha ultimately that a kohen may not go ahead and drink while on the job. So the Torah says, Yayin v'shecha al teish atu v'necha itcha magabe nazir yayin hu delisar aval shar mashkin lo afgabe mikdash nami yayin hu delisar aval shar mashkin hamishtakrin lo. So once you listen to this, so Rabbi Shimon holds that the Sheikhar is necessary to create a gzir shava between Nazir and between Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. What is a Sheikhar Sheikhar? It's a Sheikhar by Nazir, it's a Sheikhar by the Kohanim. Just like Sheikhar by Nazir refers to what? Wine. Now, of course, this is one of the interesting aspects of Nazirus, that you see people think that the Nazir really takes an effort to prohibit alcohol. It's not true. He prohibits wine upon himself. If he wants to drink beer, he wants to drink other intoxicating beverages, he absolutely can. He just can't drink wine. So Rabbi Shimon says like this, just like Sheikhar. And what's interesting about that is the etymological root of the word Sheikhar is Shikar, right? So we would think that it covers any type of inebriating beverages, but it doesn't. So too Rabbi Shimon says, therefore, when the Torah says, in Parash HaShemini, tells Aaron and his sons that they may not drink yayin v'shechar, shechar over by the Kohanim also means what? Also means wine. So apparently, according to Rabbi Shimon, Kohanim can drink other beverages that are potentially intoxicating while they're serving in the Beis HaMikdash, just not wine. Ulafuke mid Rabbi Huda. And this comes to a school of position Rabbi Huda, because what does Rabbi Huda say? Disanya, Rabbi Huda Omer, Achol devela keilis v'shasa devash v'chalav v'nikdash l'mikdash chayev. And both says comes to a school of position Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda actually holds that no, he disagrees. Rabbi Huda says sheikhar actually refers to any inebriating beverages. What's interesting is he says it even refers to things that can have an alcoholic effect, even if they're not alcoholic in nature. So, for example, he says if you ate devela keilis is a cake of pressed figs from the city of Keila, or you drink dvash v'chalav, or you drink milk and honey. Now, I'll say, what's the impact of drinking milk and honey? Apparently, it makes a person very tired, right? So, you say, and then you walk into the Beis HaMikdash and you do the avoda, you're chayiv. So, I'll say, so interesting, this is just a side point, but here you have a fundamental machlokas as to how to understand the sheikhar by the Kohanim. According to Rabbi Shimon, he understands Shechar based on Exer Shava with Nazir. And just like by Nazir, Shechar means wine, so too by the Kohanim, the only thing they're prohibited to drink is wine. On the other hand, you have Rabbi Hudu says, no, Shechar means any intoxicating beverage. Even interestingly enough, first of all, if it's not a beverage, which ultimately means like the Devela Kilis, the figs from Kilis, or even if it's not technically speaking alcoholic in nature, like the milk and honey, anything that has an inebriating effect on the individual, ultimately the Kohanim cannot drink it prior to serving. So the Gemara goes right to Ibai Seima. The other possibility is Rabbi Shimon less le Iser Chal al Iser. The other possibility is that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Iser Chal al Iser. Now we'll say, now what does that mean? What does that mean? Disanya. Rabbi Shimon says, Ha'ocham Nevela B'Yom Kippurim Pater. But it is actually very interesting. If a person eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, you're Pater. Now what does that mean, you're Pater? You're Pater from a punishment of Yom Kippur. Now we'll say, so what this means is the following. Nevela, which means an animal that dies without proper Shechita, is already Aser before Yom Kippur. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds, Ein Israchal is, which means that when something is already in a prohibited state, another prohibition cannot devolve upon that same object. So for example, if you have a nevela, which is already asr before Yom Kippur, so the isr of Yom Kippur cannot devolve upon that nevela. It's already asr. Okay, this is a unique shita that we don't pass, like we hold Israchal isr, but this is Rabbi Shimon's shita. Now what's the following is interesting. However, it could be that according to Rabbi Shimon, what the Gemara is suggesting is that the extra word sheikhar teaches us that by Nazirus, Isr Chal al Isr. Then this extra word teaches us that although normally we say, Ein Isr Chal al Isr, however, again, in this case over here, we'll say that ultimately Isr is Chal al Isr. So the Gemara says, Ulu Rabbono Nami Haksiv, Mikol Asher Yaseh, Megefen Ayayin. And according to the Rabbono, it also says that a Nazir is prohibited from anything that it comes, that is made from the Gefen Ayayin, Amrilucha Rabbono, Hasam limeit al isure nazir shemit starfim zeim zeh. Oh, well, so this is very interesting. So the Rabbanon, what do they do with the pasuk? What do they do with the pasuk that says mikol asher yaseh megefen ayayin, that the nazir is prohibited in anything that comes from the gefen ayayin? That teaches us the Rabbanon that the different items combine to form the requisite shear. For example, I will say, let's say the amount of grapes that a nazir is not allowed to eat as a kezayis, for argument's sake. So if you have a third of a kezayis of grape, a third of a kezayis of grape skins, and a third of a kezayis of grape seeds, right? Ultimately, those things combine to form the requisite shear. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, less leitzirf. Rabbi Shimon does not subscribe to this idea that the different items have the ability to combine. Disanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shehu lamakas, lo amru kizayis el le'in karban. That ultimately Rabbi Shimon holds that you do not need a kizayis. Therefore, again, the prohibition for a nazir is at any point in time when he eats any amount. And the only time that kizayis is impactful or is necessary is ultimately when it comes to karban. So we'll say, so we end up this sugya with the fundamental machlokes in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon in a situation where a person makes a neder nazirus, and they specifically say, harini nazir min X, whatever X is, grapes, grape seeds, grape skins. But they're, on one hand, they're undertaking a neder nazirus. On the other hand, they're going ahead and only articulating one particular prohibition associated with neder nazirus. And by the way, it doesn't just have to be grapes. You could also say, I'm a nazir, and I'm not going to come in contact with a corpse. You know, anything like that, where he's making the neder, but then specifically only states one piece of the prohibition of nazirus. What's the impact of the neder? So again, Machogis Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanon, Rabbi Shimon says, no. If you just say Arini Nazir, that's fine. Once you begin to explicitly articulate individual pieces, either you articulate all of them, or you're not a Nazir. The Rabbanon say, no, not true. We focus much more on the general statement of Harini Nazir. The fact that he began to say specific prohibitions doesn't matter to us. How do we paskin? We paskin like the Rabbanon, which is the only opinion reflected in the Mishnah. Namely, if a person says Harini Nazir, and he says Harini Nazir mina chartzonim, I am a Nazir ultimately from grape seeds, so Alocha the Maisa, that constitutes a bona fide Neder Nazirus, says the Mishnah. Harini, now we're going to get into some interesting sugyas as well. Harini kishimshon. Now we're going to speak about becoming a nazir shimshon. Now, this is going to be a different type of Nazirus whose scope is going to be defined in the coming sugyas. So we know Shimshon, right? Shimshon, the famous Shofet. Shimshon is a very intriguing and fascinating figure because he was like a deep cover Shofet, right? The other Shoftim proudly wore, you know, their Shofet credentials on their sleeve. Shimshon, again, looked like a guy who was off the derech, and unfortunately he lost his way in certain respects, but he was an incredible tzaddik, incredible Shofet for Yisrael, who ultimately saved us from the Plishtim on many different occasions. Shimshon was a Nazir. But we know, of course, Shimshon's Nazirus was very unique in what sense? In that he was made a Nazir by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Malach, right? The Malach tells Shimshon's parents, even before he's born, that he's going to be a Nazir. So we'll discuss, we're calling Nazir Shimshon. Sareni Kishimshon. A person says, I'm going to be like Shimshon, or Keben Manoach, like the son of Manoach. Shimshon's father was Manoach. Or Kebal Delila, or I'm going to be like Delilah's husband, Shimshon's wife. Kimisha Akar Daltos Azah, like the one who uprooted the doors in Azah. Also remember, that's the end of the Shimshon narrative, where the Plishtim have already gouged out his eyes. He's in the Philistine Colosseum, and he uproots the doors, brings the entire Colosseum down on the thousands of people that are there. Kimisha Nakru Plishtim Es Enav, or I'm going to be like the person who the Plishtim gouged out his eyes. So what's the halacha in all of those cases? Hare Ze Nazir Shimshon. In all of these cases, a person has accepted upon himself a Shimshon Nazirus. Says the Gemara, Lamali Lemisna Kol Halein. I don't understand why I need all of these cases. Meaning, why do you have to tell me Keben Manoach, Kebal, Delila, Kmi, Shakar, Daltos? Why do you need these cases? Listen to this. Di Amar Harini Kishimshon. Because if a person would just say Harini Kishimshon, Hava Amina Shimshon Achrina. Maybe I have a friend Shimshon. I want to be like Mike. You know, whatever it is. You know, I want to be like Shimshon. Whatever it might be. So that by itself is not necessarily reflective of Aned and Aziros, Kamash Rulan Keben Manoach. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches me that if you're going to take Aned and Aziros, and Aziros like Shimshon, you have to say, Hareni Kishimshon Ben Manoach. Vi Tanaka Ben Manoach. And if you just say, Hareni Nazir Kishimshon Ben Manoach, or excuse me, you're not saying Hareni Nazir in this case. If you say, because if you say Hareni Nazir, then that's clear. If you say Hareni Kishimshon Ben Manoach, I don't know, maybe there's another Shimshon Manoach. I mean, it can't be such an uncommon combination of names. Therefore, Kamash Walan, Kebal Dalila, Okimishanak Ruplishtim Eshenav. Therefore, what the Gemara explains is that in order to become a Nazir Shimshon, it's not just enough to say Harini Kishimshon, or it's not even just enough to say Harini Kishimshon Ben Manoach. You have to say Harini Kishimshon Ben Manoach, plus you have to add in one more modifier. Whatever the modifier is, you could say, like the husband of Delilah, like the one who knocked down the Colosseum in Azah, like the one who had his eyes gouged out. So you have to add in one more descriptive, one more modifier, and then ultimately the neder is effective. Says the Mishnah, Ma bein nazir olam l'nazir shimshon. So we'll say, now, see, here's what's interesting. Now the Mishnah is introducing us to another concept of a nazir olam. So at first glance, and again, we'll further define this, a Nazir Olam sounds just like that. Person's taking an Eder Nazirus forever. You can do that. You could say that I'm going to be a Nazir until I die. Person's getting such a Nazir like that. So was there seen a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon? Nazir Olam, Hechbid Sarah, Mekel Batar, or maybe Shalosh Behemos. So we'll say, if you are a Nazir Olam, if your hair gets very heavy, let's say Mamish, a person's not cutting their hair, after a couple of years, it could get a little bit unmanageable. So what happens? Mekel Batar, he could thin out his hair with a razor, or maybe shalosh behemos, and he has to bring a karban of three animals. Again, we'll discuss this more in depth. When he goes ahead and he thins out his hair, v'mnitma. Furthermore, again, if a nazir olam becomes tameh, maybe karban tuma. Now, we'll say obviously, if you're a nazir olam, so you don't quote unquote start again, right? Because l'maisa again, you're a nazir forever already. But the idea over here is, you go ahead and you bring the karban for a Nazir to become tameh. You know, again, we'll get into this. There's a special sacrificial service. So we alluded to this yesterday and the day before with the birds offering. There's a special karban that's brought by a Nazir that comes in contact with tuma. So even if you're a Nazir Olam and you become tameh, you bring that same sacrificial service, that same karbanos. Nazir Shimshon, however, if a person is a Nazir Shimshon, hichbid saro, if your hair becomes very heavy, ainot mekel, you cannot thin it out. The imnitma, furthermore, if you become tameh, Ein maybe carbon tuma. You do not have to bring any type of carbon for your tuma. Now we'll see there are other distinctions, but primary distinction, nazir olam, you essentially can get a trim. You can get a trim. Now it's interesting, you can't get a trim with scissors, you have to do it with a shino, you have to get the trim with a razor, and you bring a carbon when you get that trim, and you still can't become tamid. If you become tamid, you bring your carbonos. But for another shimshon, no trims, but if you become tamid, there is no order of carbonos for you. Says the Gemara, and we'll discuss how we know these things. Says the Gemara, Nazir Olam Man Dekar Shemei. So first of all, who brought up Nazir Olam? Right? Meaning the Mishnah throws this in. Remember, if we're looking in the previous Mishnah introduced us to the concept of Nazir Shimshon. Now we assume over here we're continuing with the topic of Nazir Shimshon. Why are we introducing Nazir Olam over here? To which the Gemara says, Chisurei Mechzura V'Hachi Katani. The Mishnah was missing a piece, and here's how it reads. Ha'omer Harin Nazir Olam. Hareze Nazir. So the first verse is really supposed to begin with an introductory statement. If a person says, I am a Nazir forever, this is a valid Neder Nazirus, and a person in fact is a Nazir. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, Ma Bein Nazir Olam Nazir Shimshon. So remember now, in two consecutive Mishnahs, we are introduced to two variant forms of Nazirus. In the last Mishnah we were introduced to a Nazir Shimshon. In this Mishnah we're introduced to a Nazir Olam. So what is the distinction between the two? Then the Mishnah goes on. Nazir Olam Hechvet Sarah Meke Batar Umevi Shalosh Behemos. So if you're a Nazir Olam and your hair gets very heavy, you can thin it out with a razor, and after doing so you have to bring three animal sacrifices. Ve'im nitba, and if you become tamei, maybe carbon tuma. You have to bring a carbon for becoming tamei. Nazir Shimshon, on the other hand, but if the person is a Nazir Shimshon, hichbid sara, if his hair becomes very heavy, eino mekel batar, he may not thin out his hair, amud beis, ve'eino maybe carbon tuma. And he does not have an obligation to bring a carbon for his tuma. Fine, to which the Gemara says, carbon hu delo maisi, avan zirus chayla ale. Now here's what's interesting. So you're telling me that when a Nazir Shimshon becomes Tamei, he does not have to bring a carbon for his Tumah, but what you're telling me, what you're presupposing is that you actually can become a Nazir Shimshon. That such a state is actually a possibility. So to which the Gemara says, money must be. And who is our Mishnah reflect? Lo Rabbi Yehuda V'lo Rabbi Shimon. So we'll say, we are presupposing, and that's already based on the previous Mishnah as well, that one could actually become a Nazir Shimshon. So first of all, who says that you can become a... So we'll say, you understand, of course, that a Nazir Shimshon is an anomaly of a state. Because Nazir Shimshon is, I guess, what we call, for lack of a better term, like, Kedushaso Meirechem. He wasn't in utero Nazir already. I mean, his Nazirite status was determined before he was even born. So the Gemara says, let's back up for a second over here. Before you begin to determine or to define the scope of Nazir Shimshon, so you are presupposing that such a state is even possible. Who holds this? Well, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, then it's not Rabbi Shimon. This Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nazir Shimshon Mutar Letame Lemesim. I will say, listen to this. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Nazir Shimshon is permitted to come in contact with the corpse. Because we see that Shimshon himself came in contact with the corpse. We'll discuss where and how. I will say, now, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So remember, Rabbi Yehuda says that you could become a Nazir Shimshon, but the status of a Nazir Shimshon is such that what? That he is actively permitted to become Tamei Lameisim. Rabbi Shimon says, Ha'omer Nazir Shimshon, Lo Omer Klum. So Rabbi Shimon says that a person makes himself a Nazir Shimshon, that statement is meaningless. Why? Because again, Shimshon never went ahead and never made a Neder Nazirus. So that's another way of Rabbi Shimon saying that Nazir Shimshon is a state that is impossible to replicate. Not impossible, meaning if a malach comes to your mother while she's pregnant with you, or before she comes pregnant, says, if you have a child, the child's going to be a Nazir, you can become a Nazir Shimshon. Short of that, that state is impossible. So we'll say, so money. So whose opinion is reflected in our Mishnah? I Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar afil l'chatrila. Now we'll say, now remember, if you say that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? That a Nazir Shimshon is permitted l'chatrila to come in contact with a corpse. So his opinion cannot be reflected in the Mishnah. How so? Umas nisin katani im nitma. Remember, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says about a Nazir Shimshon, if he becomes Tamei. What's the inference of if he becomes Tamei? The Chatrila, you can't. But if it happened, here is the process. Yet Rabbi Huda holds that Aloch Lamaisa Nazir Shimshon is permitted to actively become Tamei. E Rabbi Shimon, Ha'amar Lo Chayla Nazir's Klal. And if you want to say a Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, that should be why. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, if a person accepts upon himself a Nazir Nazirus, a Shimshon Nazirus, such a declaration or such a Kabbalah is absolutely meaningless. To which the Gemara says, no. The Olam Rabbi Huda Hi. In reality, the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Huda. How could it be Rabbi Huda? We're both saying, what did Rabbi Huda hold? Dilachatchila, a Nazir Shimshon could become Tameh. And yet, what did the Mishnah say? Im nitma, right? The Mishnah seeks out a case where if he became Tamei, which seems to indicate that according to the Mishnah, although a Nazir Shimshon could rectify the situation if he becomes Tamei, but he's not permitted lechatzil to become Tamei, to which the Gemara says, the idea diktani gabi Nazir olam im nitma, tani nami gabi Nazir Shimshon im nitma. So also the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. In reality, the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Huda, who holds that a Nazir Shimshon is permitted to proactively become Tamei Lemeis. And we'll discuss again how we know that. So why does the Mishnah say Im Nitma, if he becomes Tamei, which sounds like, again, Bidiyaved, to which the Gemara says the Mishnah is trying to preserve Mishnaic symmetry. Since the Mishnah began speaking about the Nazir Olam, and by the Nazir Olam, again, everyone agrees he is not permitted to become Tamei. Therefore, when speaking about the Nazir Olam case, the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Im Nitma, if he becomes Tamei. Therefore, again, in the case of Nazir Shimshon, the Mishnah just wants to use the same exact Lashon of Im Nitma, and therefore preserving Mishnaic symmetry. But the Mishnah can, in fact, reflect the view of Rabbi Huda, who holds that by a Nazir Shimshon, he is, in fact, permitted to become Tamei even Lechatchila. To which the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon are arguing the same machlokas as the following today. This nan, hare alai kebechar. Rosh says an interesting case. So a person says, ki karzu kebechar. This loaf of bread that I have should be prohibited to me or should be like a bechar. Rosh says, remember, what's the status of a bechar animal, a firstborn? It has kedusha, right? And ultimately, again, it becomes property of the kohen, which is another way of saying this is off limits. So I say to myself, this kikar, this loaf of bread is like a bachar, like a firstborn animal. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov oser. Rabbi Yaakov says it's aser. V'Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi says that it's mutter. I'm going to say, look at Rashi for just a moment. It's Rashi on the last of the wide lines on top. Rabbi Yaakov oser. The lo va'inen sheyehe isura bedavar hanidar kegon chatos ushlam. I'm going to say, what they are arguing about over here is we learned about this actually, if you remember, in Nidarim, the concept of hatfasa. Hatfasa means that I want to make a neder and I want to link my present neder to something else. So for example, the classic case of hatfasa we had is, I make a neder, I'm not getting hana from Reuven. And then, you know, I say to Shimon Levi, Yehuda Yisachar, so on and so forth, and to you, and to you, and to you, and to you. That's hatfasa. I'm linking all of their nidarim ultimately to the first. So in this case over here, essentially I want to use hatfasa. I have a loaf of bread. I want to make the loaf of bread also. So also I could just easily, what's the easiest, we're experts in nidarim already. So I want to make the loaf of bread also to me. What's the easiest way to do so? Konam alai ki garzu. Right? Or kikarzu konam alaik. You know, konam alaik kikarzu. Right? Konam, it's usher to me. I didn't say that. Instead, I say that this kikar, this loaf, should be like a bechar animal. Okay? So I want to be matfisit, ultimately to the bechar. So Rabbi Yaakov says it works. Rabbi Yossi says it does not. It does not. Rabbi Yossi, now skip just a few lines in Rashi to where it says, you see Rabbi Shimon? So the omer lo havi nos, shavlak Rabbi Yossi. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Mutter Mishum Delo Hitvis Elo Bebechor Delo Havi Davra Hanadu Shari Kedusha Osa Meirachim. Also, listen to this. So the fundamental machlokes in Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi is the following. In order for Hatfasa to work, does Hatfasa require a Davra Hanidor or not? Now remember, we spoke about this in the Dharma as well, which is that if you could have an item that's Asr, there are two different ways an item could be Asr. An item could be Asr because of a conferred status or because of a pre-existing status, meaning that let's say something could be inherently Asr or something could be endowed with Isr. I'll give you a simple nafkamina. A bechor animal. A bechor animal. What type of iser does a bechor animal have? It's kedusha asu miracha. Meaning its kedusha is not, or I should say, kedusha or iser is not because somebody declared it a bechor. It's de facto usr. The fact that already in utero it's the bechor. On the other hand, let's say a chatos, a sin offering. So a chatos, Rabbi Osai, is a davar hanidur. Why? Because an animal only becomes a chatos when I declare it. So Rabbi Osai, so now what they're saying over here is like this. So now the question, the fundamental machlokes is, does hatfasa only work with a davar hanidur or not? In other words, let me tell you both sides. Well, the simple reason to say that hatfasa only works with davar hanidur is because hatfasa means I'm trying to replicate the status that's over here, I'm trying to replicate it over here. So logic would dictate that the only way to replicate a status is if they're similar in nature. So if this item, if item A is usher because of a conferred status, then I could go ahead and replicate that in item B, because it's also going to be usher in a conferred status. If, however, item A is usher because of a pre-existing status, right? It's non-conferred, it's just a pre-existing, I will call it a de facto status, then perhaps I can't replicate that in item B. So in this case over here, I'm saying this loaf should be like a bechor. So Rabbi Yaakov says usher, because Rabbi Yaakov says hatfasa even works without a davar hanidur, even with what we call a davar ha-usser, even something that just has de facto isser. Rabbi Yossi says such a statement is meaningless. Why? Because hatfasa only works if the item that you are comparing the loaf to is similar to the loaf, i.e. has conferred isser. So the Gemara says, my love, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar Loba Inor Davar Hanidur. So we'll say, perhaps you could say that Rabbi Huda. Remember, what did Rabbi Huda say? Rabbi Huda said that another Shimshon could become Tami LeMesim. So perhaps Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi Yaakov. I'm sorry, holds like Rabbi Yaakov. The Amar Loba Inor Davar Hanidur, who holds that Hatfasa does not require a Davar Hanidur. The Rabbi Shimon Savarla Rabbi Yosi. The Amar Ba Inor Davar Hanidur. And Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi, who holds that no, for Hatfasa, you require davar nidr. Now, I'll go back to Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Rabbi Huda Sovar like Rabbi Yaakov, damar lo ba'ina davar nidr. Hachanami, kiyama harini nazir shimshon, havi nazir, va'af argav, de shimshon lo yatsa nazirus mipiv. So I'll say, listen to this. Remember, we have machlokes Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon. Leaving aside the tumah for just a moment, Rabbi Huda holds nazir shimshon works. Rabbi Shimon holds Nazir Shimshon does not work. So perhaps what you are suggesting is maybe what they're arguing about is when I say Hareini Nazir Shimshon, so what am I doing? What am I doing? It's Hatfasa, right? I'm linking my state to a previous existing state. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda will say it works. He must hold like Rabbi Yaakov. Right, because Rabbi Yaakov holds that Hatfasa works even with what? A Davra is not a Davra Nadar. We'll say another Shimshon is not a Davra Hanadar. Why is it not a Davra Nadar? Because Shimshon never made a Nadar. It was a de facto pre-existing status. So just like Rabbi Yaakov holds that Kikarzu, that Hari Alai Kibachar works, so he'll be aligned with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Nazir Shimshon works. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Nazir Shimshon does not work, perhaps holds like Rabbi Yossi, that Hatfasa only works with a Davra HaNadur and not a Davra Isser. And Nazir Shimshon, therefore, is a Davra Isser, not a Davra. It's a fascinating machlokes, to which the Gemara says, no, not correct. Duchuli Alma, Ba'inan Davra HaNidur. No, not true. We'll say everyone agrees that Lamaisa, for Hatfasa, you require a davar hanidur. You require, and again, I will say, and this is the halacha, that in order to go ahead and say, if I want to make something usher by comparing it to something else, that something else must be prohibited through a conferred status and not a de facto status. So the Gemara says, v'shayni hacha, this case is different, meaning bechor is different. Why? Gabi bechor dechseh bei lahashem lerabo says habachor. Because the Bosai by the Bechor, there's an extra word, Lahashem. The Pasuk says, ultimately, again, Ki ish ki yidor neder Lahashem. So, sorry, not by neder, by Bechor. That extra word, Lahashem, comes to include Bechor. Look at Rashi for just a moment. V'shayni gai Bechor, dahanatam der Yaakov mishum dechsiv Lahashem. Ish ki yidor neder Lahashem, the Rabbo says HaBechor. That extra word comes to include that what? That Hatfas works by Bechor. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi, Amar Lacha, Hahu lahashemi boile lirabos chatos v'asham, and Rabbi Yossi on the other hand says no, lahashem doesn't come to include bechor, but rather, again, Hashem comes to include chatas and ashim. Now, what does that mean? That if a person says, this kikar, this loaf, should be to me like a chatas and an ashim, that what? Such an ed, like that works. Uma ro'es l'rabos chatas v'ashim, v'lehotzi es habachar. But I don't understand, Rabbi Yossi, why do you think that Hashem comes to include chatas and ashim, and yet you come to exclude bechar? Rabbi Yossi says, I tell you very simply, Marbe ani chatas va'ashem shekin matfisin beneder, umotzi ani es habachar shein matfiso beneder. It's a very simple distinction. Rabbi say chatas and asham, how do they become a chatas and asham? Because I confer that status on it, as opposed to bechar, which again is a de facto status. Rabbi Yaakov will say, no, bechar nami matfiso beneder. It's not true. Bechor is also considered to be a conferred status. How so? Disanya shabes Rabbeinu Amru minayin lenod lebechor b'silch edro shemitzva alav laknisho. How do we know that when there is a bechor that is born into your flock, that there is a mitzvah for you to actively sanctify that bechor? Shene'emar hazochar takdish. The Pasuk says, you shall sanctify the Bechor, which indicates to us what Rav Osai, that even the Bechor must be actively sanctified, which means that it too is a conferred status. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Amar Lachal, come on. Nihi de mitzvah lahakdisho. Ilo makdish le milo kadish. So tell me, okay, I understand. Hazachar takdish, yes, I understand. Lechatchila, you're supposed to go over to the Bechor and say, you are a Bechor, right? You're supposed to actively designate it. But tell me, and if you didn't, what's the impact of not designating the Bechor? And the answer is absolutely nothing. It's still a Bechor. I might have an additional mitzvah of verbal declaration or verbal designation, but Lamaisa, that status is still a de facto conferred status and ultimately, again, not a vowed status. The Gemara says, Gabi Nazir Na'mi Haksiv Lashem. So we'll say, so now essentially what we've shown is that we wanted to align Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yossi. And now what we're saying ultimately again is that they're really two different machloksim. But now the Gemara raised something very interesting, which is that by neder, there is that extra lahashem, and that extra lahashem is used to include, it depends who you ask, either bechor or chatas and asham. Which the Gemara says, that's interesting because gabi nozir nami aksiv lahashem. The pasuk also has an extra lahashem by nozir, right? The dabra b'nei Yisrael amar talem ish o isha ki yafli Kiafli lindor neder nozir lahazir lahashem. So what does that lahashem come to? We saw this before. Listen to how beautiful this is. Haumi boy lelichid esanyon. That extra lahashem is necessary for something we learned earlier. Amar Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik, miyamai lo achalti asham nozir tamei. So Rabbi Shimon says, I never ate the asham. Shimon HaTzadik was a kohen. I never ate of the asham of a nozir tamei. I will say, now why did he never eat from the Asham of a Nazir Tamei? I will say, if you remember, again, we saw this already in the Dharma, we actually saw this yesterday, the idea that there's a concern about a Nazir who becomes Tamei. What's the concern? That now that he becomes Tamei, he has to repeat his whole Nazirite Tva all over again. The concern was what? That he may come to regret the fact that he ever became a Nazir. Charata, at least according to some opinions, technically uproots a Nazir in its entirety. If he had Charata, and uproot the neder in its entirety, then what happens? Then the karbanos that he bring are chudun la'azara, which are prohibited for consumption. So Shimon HaTzadik says, I never ate from the karbanos of a nazir who became tamei, because I was always concerned that maybe they were not being offered with the right intentions. Chutz me adam echad shabayim. Remember this story? Except for one person who came to me, min adaram, and he came from the south of Eretz Yisrael, yefei naim v'tov ro'i. He had beautiful eyes and very handsome. Ukitzososav seduros lo tatal. And beautiful curls. Amarti lo bini. Ma ra'isa l'shachis se'ar no'ezeh. So he said, my son, why are you coming to destroy your hair? Because also we will learn at the end of his neder mezivos, the nazir shaves his head. So why are you going to destroy such a beautiful head of hair? Amarli, so the boy said to me, ro'a ha'isi la'aba, la'avi, bi'iri. I am a shepherd for my father in our city. V'halachti lish'ov mayim min ha'mayon. And I went to draw water from the well, la'avi. I'm sorry. V'nistakalti b'va'a shali. And I saw my reflection in the water. V'pachaz yitzri alai, u'bikesh la'tardani min ha'olam. So we'll say this young man was very handsome. He saw his reflection, and he said, My Yitzhara was trying to get the best of me and told me to use my good looks in order to go ahead and sin. I might as well use my good looks to have a good time in this world. Amarti lo reka. I said to my Yetzirah, and by the way, this wording is also very strong. Bikesh la tardani mina olam is this idea that the Yetzirah wanted to remove me from this world. Because I will say that's what sin does. It's not, by the way, I just want to point out this is not just by onesh, not just by punishment. Sin takes away your simchas achaim. You know, we all know this. No, I shouldn't say that. You're tzaddikim. I've heard that the idea is when a person sins, it's not just the pshat that you don't get what you want, but the truth is you feel miserable about it. You really do. Even if you have some temporal pleasure for a little bit, I can't believe I did this. I can't. It takes away from you. Tordani mina olam. I said to my Yitzhar, Reka, you empty one. Why are you getting, he's speaking to himself, why are you getting arrogant in a world that's not yours? All, at the end of the day, you're going to be simply worms, right? You're going to dissolve into the dust, you're nothing. So how can you have such gaiva in front of the Ribono Shel Olam to go ahead and sin? Ha'avoda she'agachaka lishmi. Right, L'shamayim, excuse me. I swear I'm going to shave you off for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, he became a Nazir because he realized that he was so susceptible to temptation that he had to do something ultimately again to resist that temptation to sin. So Shimon HaTzadik, here is this. Amarati v'nashaktiv al rosho. I stood up, says Shimon HaTzadik, and I kissed this young boy on his head. Amarati, I said to him, Kamoscha yirbu nazirim b'Yisrael. See, there should be more Nazirim like you. Alecha Kosov Omer, about you, the Pasuk says, Ish kiyafli lindar neder lahazir lahashem. About you, said Shimon HaTzadik, it is said, when a person will articulate ultimately again a neder lahashem. Look at Rashi, demashmo shenod l'shem shemayim. So according to Rabbi, according to Gemara saying over here, is that the lahashem of Nazir teaches us that when the Nazir undertakes the neder Naziros, he should do so l'Hashem. He should do so l'Shem Shamayim. He should do so for the right purposes. In a way, ultimately, again, that is Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Also, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tz Hashem with Mishimshon Lab Nazir. How about tomorrow? Shkoyach.
Shaved his head or he had long hair?
No, he was seeing him right